Welcome. Our theme for this month is resilience. As we enter this time of prayer, let's take a moment to breathe and rest in the presence of our loving Father. Today we will be reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9 from the New International Version. In New Testament times, treasures were concealed in jars of clay, which had little value or beauty. In the same way, Paul described the apostles as jars of clay hiding the glory of God. My study Bible describes it this way: the absolute insufficiency of human beings reveals the total sufficiency of God. In light of the all-surpassing power of God at work in him, Paul wrote the words that we will be reflecting on this morning from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. Jonathan Haidt, in his book, The Anxious Generation, writes about an experiment that was launched in the Arizona desert in the 80s to create a biosphere. One thing they learned from this experiment was that many of the trees planted to create a rainforest ecosystem grew rapidly but then toppled before reaching maturity. The designers had not realized that young trees need wind to grow properly. When the wind blows, it bends the tree, tugging at the roots on the windward side and compressing the wood on the other side. In response, the root system expands to provide a firmer anchor when needed, and the compressed wood cells strengthen the structure. In what ways are you feeling pressed or battered by troubles? How have you seen God demonstrate his all-surpassing power in the midst of these circumstances? How have you experienced spiritual growth because of these difficulties? Let me read again, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. The word for perplexed in the original language simply means to be confused, uncertain, or in doubt. In this passage, Paul is using a bit of wordplay. In the original language, despair is the same word translated as perplexed, except with the prefix ex added. This prefix emphasizes the original word to its fullest extent. It could be translated to say, "We are perplexed, but not totally perplexed." Paul is saying that he has experienced confusion and doubt, but God has never allowed it to overwhelm him. How are you experiencing confusion or doubt? How has God kept you from being overwhelmed by these doubts? How has he kept you from despair? These feelings of uncertainty are normal. Like Paul, we can take comfort in the fact that God is in control. We can be perplexed but not in despair because we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary and what is unseen is eternal. As we read this passage again, can you think of a young person in your life who needs to hear this word? Someone who especially needs to know that God is with them in the midst of their doubt or troubles. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed. Is there a young person or someone in your life who is feeling pressed or battered by troubles? Pray that they will see God's all-surpassing power at work in these situations. Pray that they would not be crushed, but would be strengthened. Is there someone in your life who is experiencing doubt and confusion? Pray for them right now. Pray that they will fix their eyes on what is eternal. We will close with an ancient prayer for God's peace and protection as we entrust ourselves into His care. O God, from whom all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works do proceed. Give to your servants that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your will, and that we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may pass our time in rest and quietness through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.